Sokala Duma Radio.
Hello and welcome to another episode of The Big Interview, brought to you by Hunter's Edge. In this week's episode, we speak to Polokwane City coach Bernard Molekwa, who speaks to us about the MTN 8 hopes and his plans for the upcoming season. Enjoy the show.
It was time for change, a monumental shakeup. It was time to challenge the predictable. It was time to reinvent the hop with Edge. To take the expected and make it unexpected. To become what we were meant to be. To reinvent the game. Introducing Edge, the hop reinvented in a refreshing, full-flavored cider from the makers of Hunters. Edge, reinvent the game. Not for sale to persons under the age of 18.
Sokala Duma Radio.
All right, we're joined now by Polokwane City coach Bernard Molekwa. He's been announced as the head coach finally for the upcoming season. And of course, when you talk about a story of a football league, no one really mentions number six as something significant because we always focus on number one and sometimes number two because of the CAF Champions League sports. Now joined by the coach, he did something remarkable to take a team that were relegation candidates that was recently in the National First Division. He took them from the national from where the coach Luke Emile left off to be number six. Coach, thank you very much for your time. How's it?
I'm all right, and yourself, Nkuleko?
Good, thank you so much, man. We appreciate the time that you gave to us today. To anyone understanding the context of Polokwane City as a team that is not does not have big pockets or deep pockets, what does number six mean to you when where you guys finished last season?
Yeah, I think in Kulab, honestly speaking, for us finishing in position number six, it means a lot to us as a team because no one gave us a chance to say we'll finish in top eight. This previous seasons we're finishing at the bottom of the log. But what I'm happy about is that when this team got promoted, I believe we sat down and the chairman said that he would like to see this team remaining in the league for three seasons, and the fourth one we want to see the team be in the top eight or finishing the top eight. And so far, I think that objective has been achieved. So that's why everybody associated with the team, everybody belonging to this team is happy about the achievement of finishing in the top eight. And that didn't just come, it was through the effort or the teamwork of the support of the management, the chairman, the working together of the technical team and the players, not forgetting the supporters because they also played an important role to see this team finishing in top eight, because without them, I think this team obviously was not maybe going to finish there. But through their support, because anyway, if they are there watching the game, cheering you, cheering their players, obviously the players get motivated. So I believe they also played an important role.
Now, you've worked at Polokwane City with the likes of Coach Duncan Lichesa, with the likes of Konstantin Papic and so on. And the last man that you worked under at Polokwane City was Coach Luke Emael. When he left in March earlier this year, did you have any insecurities about your abilities to complete the job that he left at the time?
Obviously, like you mentioned, that I've been with the team for a long time. I've been assisting all the coaches that they came with, and the coach Emael also has been helping me. And when he left, okay, the chairman came to me and he spoke to me and said, look, for me to find another coach now to be late. What I'm asking from what I want from you is for you to finish this the remaining games and see how far can we go. So I've got belief in you, I have got my support, and we've got a couple of names, and then just coach the team and see how far we can go. And I did agree to say, okay, as long as you have confidence in me, having my support, then I'm okay. I will work for the team.
Let's cast an eye on last season a bit. Do you remember the first game that you played last season? The first league game?
Yeah, we played against Cape Town City. We lost 2-0.
And the last game that you guys played last season
in the league, we won 4-2. We came back from 2-0 down, and then we managed to score 4 goals, and we eventually won the game 4-2.
Do you know which team you're facing? The first team you're facing at the beginning of this season in the MTN 8?
Yes, that is Cape Town City. That is the team that we will be facing on Saturday.
All right, that is interesting. I mean, these are rhetorical questions. I know that you know these things. You must have thought about this. That the first team that you played against last season was Cape Town City. The last team that you played against last season was Cape Town City. So it was 2-0 to Cape Town City first time around, 4-2 to Cape Town City last time around. To Polokwane City last time around. Now the two cities are playing again, Polokwane and Cape Town. What do you think is going to happen in the MTN 8 this coming weekend?
Yeah, obviously, as Polokwane City, I think we prepared very well. We're looking forward to this game. We know it's not going to be an easy game. Cape Town City did very, very well. And also, their supporters have been running behind them. And like we were already mentioned, we lost 2-0 in the first game of the league last season. So I believe they will want to come out and make sure that revenge the 4-2 that they got when the last game of the league when they played here. Because I believe also they wanted to qualify for the Champions League or Confederation Cup. And for them to lose 4-2 to us, we normally their ambitions were. Well, maybe we're not accomplished because of the result. So I believe that they will want to come out and make sure that they beat us for whatever that we did last season to them. But we are also saying, even from our side, I think everybody did well, including the Platinum team, the management, to put ourselves in top 8. You know what is expected. Obviously, we wanted to play for MTN 8, and since we are in MTN 8, we are ready, and then we just want to give it all and see what happens.
Would you go as far as saying you are ready to win it? I know that you want to give it your all, like every other team. I'm sure Cape Town City want to give it their all. Bidvest, Kaizer Chiefs, Sundowns, all the teams in the MTN 8 want to give it their all. Do you think it's realistic for you to think about winning it or think about semi-finals?
I cannot think about winning the cup. The most important thing for me is to concentrate on the game that we are going to play. That is very much important for me, because if I win that game, it means I go to the next round. Every game that I play, I play to win, and if it happens that I win it, it will be okay, because the most important thing for me is to make sure that we focus on the one game. Like now we're playing Cape Town City, we'll be focusing on Cape Town City. Then if we win, then we go to the final, then we focus on the team that will be drawn against. Then I believe it's going to be fair for me. I don't want to say I will win the MTN, but one game at a time is important.
Now looking at the success is great, and I would consider you being sixth place successful, because you played 10 games. You overtook the team. You took care of them as a caretaker coach in 10 games, and you won 5 matches, and you lost 3 and you drew 2. So that was success in a sense, considering where Polokwane is in the grand scheme of things of South African football. And with the success, there's a downside to it. The downside being that Rodney Ramagarera played and he scored 9 goals, assisted 4 times. He was decent. He was actually very good in the season. Puleng Tlolane as well is a decent player for you guys. Thobane Mncwango is a decent attacker. Jabulani Maluleke is a decent player as well, though he's 35 years old. So the downside to succeeding at Polokwane City would be that the bigger teams, or the perceived bigger teams, want to poach or take some of the players to bolster their squads. So how have you been able to deal with that, that bigger teams want your teams? We know the story about Tlolane and Chippa United, Tlolane still having a contract. How have you, the coach now, because this is a challenge for you now, you are the head coach now, how have you dealt with the fact that the more they perform, the more the spotlight is on them and the bigger teams want to take them?
Yeah, I think, like you're saying, the players that we have just mentioned now, they are very important for the club. They are good players, but what was important for me, it was to make them aware that they are still important. We still want to help them for the next season. But in terms of the contract, in terms of the negotiation, whether other clubs want them or not, that one it was something that I don't have a control over. It was management to manager administration. What I was doing is just to make sure that I told them that they are still important. I still feel that they can still present at Polokwane City and we start the season together and see how far can we go. But in terms of who wanted the money and everything, that one is something that is not in my control. Because that is management section.
But it does affect your job as well. It affects your bread in that you would then not have Tolane next season or Ramakarera next season. As a result, you won't perform as high as sixth place. It does affect your bread one way or the other. So how do you mentally deal with that? Does coach look for other players? Do you have trials? How are you reacting to these kind of things?
The most important thing for me was, okay, I had talk with the players, and they promised that they are not going anywhere. They'll be available, so there was no need. Because we have been working together, I trust them. They trust me. Obviously, whatever that we're talking, is that they will be here, and that I'm happy. Finally, they are here. That is something that I was not going to be worried that much, unless if maybe they have left. That was something that I would say no. I still have to look for this and this. But because we spoke about it, and they told me that they'll remain in Polokwane City. And I'm happy finally they remain in Polokwane City.
Now let's look at the season, the upcoming season. It's very easy. Sometimes they say an assistant's job is very difficult, but the easy part is the fact that the spotlight is not on you. You don't have to always deal with the pressure of dealing with the results or not getting results. Now you are in the spotlight. We see you on TV. We see articles about Bernard Mulekwa being the new coach at Polokwane City. So it's about you now. Next season, what would be considered as success and non-success? What has Mr. Mokgalati said to you about succeeding and not succeeding? Is top 8 still the target? Not finishing top 8, do you lose your job because of that? Let's talk about what you've been speaking about with the chairman.
No, the thing is, me and the chairman, it's not like that he gave me the mandate. But for me as a coach, and I want to grow. And for me to grow is to do well, you understand? And I don't want to say I want to win the league. I don't want to say I want to achieve position 2 or 3. The most important for me is to make sure that we play well, we get the result. With the result, if we play well and get the result, obviously, I think the team will be there, whereby if we can finish in top 8, again, and then it will be an achievement for me not to be out of top 8.
So generally the target is by and large around top 8, and from your understanding, even though you're saying that there was no mandate, from your understanding you would consider anything less to be a failure.
Honestly speaking, like I told you, there was no mandate. But for me as a coach, obviously every coach wants to succeed. Every coach will want to do better. So for me, to be better or to grow is obviously, like, we finish in top 8. So if we finish beyond top 8, let's say position 12, 9, obviously, like you'll start me as a failure. What I want to achieve, or is for me, for as a club, if we can remain in top 8, I think it will be an achievement for me not to go out of top 8. You understand?
Now let's talk about you as a relatively young person in this game, as a tactician. Let's talk about Coach Bernard Mulekwa and what is his philosophy. I know that Luke Emile, you could see it on the pitch that the guys were high pressing. They were very they were really fast, and they didn't show any fear to any team. As a result, they could be able to get results against your Orlando Pirates, your SuperSport Uniteds, and your Cape Town Cities. And as a result, we saw that you carried that as well. The high press, the short passing game, the running and running and running. And so, with you, what is your philosophy? What does Mr. Moleko want to achieve in the South African football in the grand scheme of things? Because obviously this is not going to be your last job at Polokwane City. What do you want for yourself? How do you want your teams to play? How do you want us, the football family, to remember or know you for?
Yeah, obviously, like you said, from the previous coach, what the previous coach was doing, I didn't change from what he was doing, and then with that we got a result. Of which, for me, if something is working for you, why change it? Understand? So that will be, I'll be just carrying on whatever that we, you know, how we were playing last season. I'm not going to change anything. I'm not going to change much. That's a matter of continuation of where we left last season.
Mm. And in terms of what you want to achieve in football, because I mean, this is a name, Mr. Moleko is a name that is going to be known. Based on your results, you will be known for a very long time. Similar to Fadlo Rahman Davids at Maritzburg United, he was a player and he was a caretaker. Now he's a coach, he has an opportunity to make it a name for himself. So what would you like to achieve as an ultimate thing for you? What ambitions do you set for yourself besides next season? But as an individual, what would you like to do for yourself?
Yeah, obviously, I like football. I've been football. I've been living football. I've been eating football. So, as you said, that I'm coaching. I would like to further this coaching, or I would like to coach in future. So I take this career very serious. And then I believe that yes, I have started, and then it's something that I will just work on it for the future.
Mm. Would it be inconceivable for me to picture you as a Bafana Bafana coach?
Yeah, not now. It's too early to talk about Bafana Bafana.
Obviously, it's too early. But I'm saying, as the ultimate dream, would it be inconceivable? Because I mean, if I had asked Steve Compeller the same question 15 years ago, 20 years ago, he would be laughing and say no. But he went on to be the under 23 coach, and he went on to become the Kaizer Chiefs coach. Same with coach Dagama, Owen Dagama, that he would not have thought that he would be an Orlando Pirates coach. He would not have thought that he would be an Olympic coach, a national team coach. So ultimately, what is your ultimate dream?
No, it's to see myself progressing in coaching. But in terms of Bafana Bafana, it will be difficult for me to say I'll coach Bafana Bafana. But for now, we'll see when we cross that bridge. I cannot talk about Bafana Bafana now. It's too early for me, my
friend. All right, coach. It's a lovely conversation that I would like to continue, but because of time constraints, I'm gonna need to let you go. But before I let you go, between Thabane Mncwango, Puleng Hlolane, Rodney Ramakadera, who do you think is gonna be your top goal scorer?
They are all working hard. they are all working hard. You can see that from training. As long as whoever is in the is in a better position to score, then you must just score. Whoever puts himself in a better position to score, you must just score. Then, but they are working hard. As soon as they are helping each other, they are moving forward. That they are scoring for the team. Then it's something that I'll be happy. So everyone, I would like everyone to score for the club and make us win games. That's the important thing for me.
Are you going to get a striker with 15 goals or more this season? Maybe let me just ask that question.
I would like them to score at least more than 10 goals this season. Because Rama last season scored more than 10, so I would like him to improve at least to reach 15. Then it will be good. And also, Solani and Pule to put them under pressure and to make sure that this striking position is competitive. You know.
Mm. All right. We really appreciate your time, coach. Thank you very much. We hope for the best in the next season, and we hope to see you progressing in the MTN 8. Coach Bernard Mulekwa, thank you very much for your time, sir.
Thanks, Mulekwa. Thanks for chatting to me, my brother. Sokolan Duma
Radio. Duma Radio. Thank you so much for listening to the Hunter's Edge Big Interview. Tune in next week for another episode.
Sokolan Duma Radio. Sokolan Duma Radio.